In the last 9 years, we strongly felt that, Monserrato County has been underrepresented. We think the county, Monserrato, needs representation that is really the priority. It's going to be the rank in the interest of our people. Prioritizing the people is extremely important to us, providing solid leadership. Advocacy is another adjective that comes to mind about when we talk about representation. And we say advocacy not only for urban Monserrato, which at times can be a focus for also rural Monserrato. And the people in rural Monserrato really have simple requests, simple needs. We spent the last 7 years with a very strong development agenda, and we've worked extremely hard. In urban Monserrato, we've worked extremely hard on the economically challenged communities, and in rural, where their need, the requests and needs are a little bit different. We've made great impact, and we've done it at a very selfless matter. So it pretty much is exactly why we came to the conclusion that it was the best thing to do.
One of the issues confronting the city of Monrovia, which is also Monserrato County, you say, is the issue of public transportation and traffic. So what would you do if you're a senator?
I think for one thing you have to look at it two ways. You have to provide an alternative. If you provide an alternative in terms of public transportation, people will be less wanting to use private cars. So one of the things I believe we're going to do is extremely aggressive but hard to increase access to public transportation or increase public transportation in general.
You are the son of a certain president, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Are you not concerned about the image that maybe some voters might have that you and your mother might be trying to create a dynasty should you win?
James, I think you said it right. Should you win? No, absolutely not. I'm not concerned at all with the dynasty question because, unlike in the case of a dynasty, what we have is a democratic process, fair, free, transparent voting process. The people will make their decision and they'll make their determination. Nobody's handpicking me to do anything. Every Liberian has a constitutional right to vote and to exercise this right. I think they will make that final decision. That decision is far away from even what people consider a dynasty.
So let me put the question the other way. Is your mother behind your candidacy? Is she pushing you to run for Senate?
Not at all. None. We don't really talk about it very much at all. I'm an independent candidate. She respects my will. I treasure my independence. I have a strong will when I approach this. So absolutely not. She really doesn't have any input, and she doesn't really ask that much about it.
There's the image of George Weah.
Yeah.
Can you beat George Weah? I've already talked with George Weah. He's certain that he will win the race.
Every campaign camp should be extremely confident of their ability to win unless you should not enter this race. So the absolute answer to it is yes. If you look at our work across the county, we have outpaced very easily everybody else. We've impacted more lives than anybody else can point to. And I'm not saying you want to do districts currently in all 17. Our support is really grassroots. It's really from the people. We are really convinced that we're going to win.